Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He's from Dubai, United Arab Emirates. He is the flying highlight reel, Shaheed.
In the wake of WES and all that went on there, and in the wake of a general desire to learn more about the scene in the United Arab Emirates, I am joined by Mo, you may know as Shaheen, the first Emirati wrestler to represent the UAE overseas. He is here to talk to us a little bit more about what is really going on in Dubai and beyond. Thanks for joining me today, Shaheen.
It's my absolute honor. Thank you so much.
Who was one of your first inspirations to break into the wrestling world?
So there are two main people that I am eternally thankful to, mainly because their conversations resonated with me and we still talk to this day. One being Fergal, also known as Finn Balor, whose energy is contagious, let me just say. Second is Amy Dumas, also known as Lita, WWE legend and Hall of Famer. So both interactions with those wrestlers led me to travel to the UK to crash at my friend's place to learn the craft. I had the honor of training under Greg Burge, who trained Will Ospreay, and a few sessions with Tom Dawkins, also known as Car Noir. Headed to the States, I scratched, I clawed just to learn how to wrestle. And I had the honor of also training under Simon Gotch and Matt Sydal, to name a few. And during those wrestling trips, I met lots of wonderful dreamers along the way. But those trips made me realize that I travel to water my plant, which in this scenario is wrestling. It came in bursts and I had to wait for my next vacation or my next days off just to go and learn when back home we had nothing. So what came to mind was, why not create something back home where there's growth all year round? Why not provide that soil for myself and for everyone else to grow? So as a collective, me and my fellow colleagues formed WrestleFest DXB, DXB being the airport code for Dubai.
Now, I love the term water your plants and growing at home. And I think that's a big part of it, because as you said there, when you were on this journey, traveling to the UK, traveling to the States, there was nothing back home. So mm-hmm. What was it that gave you that push to go, I really want to learn this, but there is just nothing for me here to do it?
I would say my first contact from a promoter overseas, being in Pakistan, reached out to me to perform in Karachi. Mainly being my first overseas show over there. And I had done that in front of 3,000 to 4,000 people. And that made me realize, like, wow, there is loads of potential back home. The ecosystem is there. So why not create the events ground or create the grounds for that to happen back home in Dubai?
There's the famous phrase from the movie. The movie escapes me. Like, if you build it, they will come.
For sure.
You WrestleFest DXB is something that you created. When you announced it and when the ball started rolling with WrestleFest DXB, what was the reaction locally?
So let me just say, with WrestleFest, we got double the expected attendance, and that just made me scratch my head. And there was lots of potential for the show to grow, and it was initially a one-off thing just to celebrate the art of wrestling. but with double the amount of people showing up, double the audience, made us realize why not make it a monthly thing. And from there on, the event got a stamp of approval from the Dubai Sports Council, the official governing body of sports in Dubai. Subsequently, from there on, we got the first recognized wrestling championship in the country that was introduced. And that was a huge milestone for everyone involved because as a collective effort, we got to build something from scratch, which was acknowledged by the government of Dubai.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to Dubai, and we're sort of focusing more today on the wrestling scene, there are quite a lot of preconceptions about that particular scene in the UAE. I think for us over here, a lot of the times when we hear about wrestling shows in Dubai, they are these multi-million pound dream factories where you hear these bizarre matches of cross generations traveling to Dubai. You hear of wrestlers who talk about going over to Dubai to make a lot of money for a one-off deal in a show that might not necessarily be run very well. The reason that we started talking was in the wake of WES, which is ostensibly a Dubai-based company, and the PR nightmare that they've been through. How do you react to some of these preconceptions about the scene in Dubai?
I'd say it's given a very negative connotation on the impression of the wrestling grounds in Dubai, whether it's about doing business or simply getting booked over there. And sadly, it just overshadows the collective effort that every single person on the scene worked really hard for. But you can ask big guys, like we've had Dan Maloney, who came over to Dubai and saw that a very particular scene, and it's very fresh, and it's basically in its foundational level. And to have someone like Dan Maloney help build that scene and take the word back to the UK and talk to them about the reality of it was such a great experience, and I am eternally thankful to him for being that connection that bridged the UK and the UAE.
How does a situation like the one we've seen with WES harm that reputation in Dubai, if at all?
I'd say you always need to look up the proper, the legality, the legitness, let me just say, of certain companies, if they've had experience over there. So let me just say that I've had a similar experience when I went to the States. You always have to do somewhat of a background check on the company you're working for, on the promoter you're working for. So initially, let me just say that you always have to do your homework.
As I said at the beginning, we got chatting because you were seeing people reporting about WES and you were keen to go.
And it just bummed me out to see these big wrestlers talk about Dubai in a negative light, especially on social media And as you just said, the PR nightmare that came along with it. But the reality of it is that where WrestleFest DXB is nowhere near that.
So you said double the attendance came along for WrestleFest mm-hmm. DXB.
We've actually had four so far.
Compared to the first one, how has all of that process gone down?
The energy has been more lively. It's been very contagious. We've seen quiet fans become more vocal. We've seen fans bringing in their cousins, their friends, people who are not used to watching this live, people who have no idea what wrestling is. And it's really heartwarming to see it grow, to see people bring in their friends who have no idea what this is and say, hey, I want to attend this again. And it, for me personally, it means even more for a non-wrestling fan to say that than a wrestling fan.
But let's take a look at the scene then. So, as you know, we want to kind of focus mainly on WrestleFest DXB, but I kind mm-hmm. of want to offer people a bit of a jumping on point for who they should be watching, where they can be watching. So obviously yourself, you are proudly flying the flag across the world for the scene in the United Arab Emirates. Who else should we be looking at the moment, Mo?
I would say to give credit where credit's due, everyone. Let me just say, it means a lot to see these guys like Jay Lamra, Johnny Evers, Fayez, Eli Hush, MK, Jay Blade, Nova Knox, Cryptid, Zephyr, Sam, Ramsey, all of them. We're all striving as a single unit. The scene's fresh and there's loads of potential for growth. And all of these people come in on a collective unit to prepare for the shows, to come up with stories, to come up, help set up the ring and help with the small things that make the show happen. And I take pride in this, that we're all one collective unit. And allow me to say, and because of that, there are current talks with other big companies, let me just say, willing to start a joint venture in Dubai, mainly because of what they've seen firsthand.
So you guys have basically proved to these other larger companies that there's a fan base here. There's a lot of passion here. Mm-hmm. You need to come over here. How are those talks going?
So initially, there's been a first meeting last month. I'm actually in the UK right now for my second meeting, and it looks very positive. For sure, you'd be the first one to know once the deal's signed.
I'm very excited to hear more about it. There's people who are going to want to find out a little bit more about what's going on the mm-hmm. scene, and where are some of the best places they can go to keep up to date?
WrestleFest DXB on Instagram to keep up to date with the next shows, with what's happening on the scene, and especially with future dates and taking in certain applications as well.
And where can people find out more about you, Shaheen?
On my social media, Shaheen of the Sky. Let me just say to anyone who wants to jump in or wants to know more about myself, you just have to be active on social. You have to let potential bookers know that you're there, know that you're open for business, that you're ready to listen. From my experience firsthand, I'm still in my foundation levels as a wrestler, but it's really, really important to build a strong social media presence. It is my favorite outlet. Instagram is my favorite outlet to showcase my brand. I use that space as a place to share what sets me apart from my competitors. And I'm in touch with my idols. We share recipes. Who would have thought? I get bookings and I get most media inquiries from there. More things to come as well.
The Essence of Dubai, Shaheen, joins me today to talk about the wrestling scene in Dubai and across the United Arab Emirates. It's been a pleasure to chat with you this morning. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you so much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.